William Morrow and Harper Audio present It Takes Two to Tumble, a Seducing the Sedgwicks novel by Cat Sebastian, performed by Joel Leslie. Chapter 1. 1817. England in June was greener than anything Philip had ever seen. Except perhaps the sort of mould that grew on badly potted marmalade after too long at sea. He had watched the land loom larger on the horizon as grimly as he'd greet an approaching squall. Now, with Portsmouth within a stone's throw and his ears filled with the familiar sounds of ropes straining and sails catching the wind as the crew brought the Patroclus into harbour, he fought a sudden mad desire to have the ship turned around, to sail for new shores, places that were less soft and green and familiar, places that weren't England. He had seen men go to the gallows with more dignity than he was going to his own damned home. "We can tie you to the mast," Walsh said, coming up beside him along the rail, his hands stuffed into his pockets. "Like Odysseus, or whoever the fellow was." "Get your hands out of your pockets and stand up straight," Philip told the surgeon. "You're still on my ship." There was no heat in Philip's voice, but there didn't need to be. He was the captain and he was used to having his orders obeyed. Walsh straightened his back and rested his hands on the rail before him. "Besides, I'd quite willingly cling to the mast with my own two arms," Philip admitted. "There's no siren's song calling me away." He felt a pang of guilt.